This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's got a little chilly here in the Avon Old Farms Hotel in the lobby because it's a little chilly outside. It's in the low 20s here. We're at the base of the mountain, the intersection of Routes 10 and 44. We'll be here all morning till 9 o'clock with the Holiday Store. Reese on the radio will be here 2 to 6. And listen, it's going to warm up throughout the day. It's going to be mostly sunny, 30 to 35. If there's like a classic sort of winter day that you can handle, today is one of those, especially on the backdrop of some of that cold weather yesterday. Then on Wednesday, tomorrow, mostly sunny in the low to mid 40s. Another one. Thursday, mostly sunny in the 40s. And then we'll get some rain Thursday into Friday, and it'll be in the 50s, but you'll get a wind kick up. So the next couple of days is going to be really nice. One of our highlights of the entire process, and it's great to do it early in the process as we, you know, work toward Christmas Eve here and try to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Salvation Army and bring in thousands of toys, are the fine folks at Triumph. And, you know, John and Kim have been coming in for years, and we got, you know, some retirements here, but the gifts and the bikes has not stopped. And John Guzzi is here with me, along with Isaac. Is he bringing you into the fold? Is he grooming you to be the next person to do this crazy stuff every year?
Yeah, and I think he's passing the baton on to me. So,
are you ready?
As ready as I'll be. So, yeah.
By the way, John, real quick, happy holidays. How are you?
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
You were telling me you got a football story from high school. Was it your grandson?
It's just he's a senior this year, and we just happened to be at the game on Saturday night.
Who was playing?
Berlin High School in Brookfield. And it went down to the last kickoff. It was 14-13, we were up, and they went for 2 points. Brookfield, so they had the 15-14 lead, and they squibbed
it. And they were kicking off to you.
Brookfield was kicking off with 48 seconds, and Eli Rice caught the ball, and it was off to the races.
He scored a touchdown on the kickoff to win the game.
80 yards, 79 or 80 yards, and he scored. And we ended up winning 2015, and you know a lot, but I think the only two undefeated teams in Connecticut were New Canaan, which won it 4 years in a row in Berlin High.
That's incredible.
Incredible, and Joey and Brian, we just happened to be darting across Connecticut today. Systems, Electronics, and Controls Triumph. So shout out to Isaac, Finance, all the employees. I mean, you've been here, what, 3-4 years
now?
Yeah,
it's my third for your solo, my fourth overall.
I mean, Isaac sets the bar, and every year, this is the biggest. I was counting, I lost track, believe it or not. I wasn't talking, but it was 25 or 26 bikes.
You said 26 to me. If you're not accurate, I went public with that information.
That's good.
I relied on you as a primary source. If that's not accurate, then my credibility is at stake.
Well, we'll have 27 next year. How's that? I in a ton of toys, so shout out to the Triumph employees year
after
year.
And close to $500 bucks too.
And $495 from half heads and tails from the Christmas party on this past Saturday night.
And you're not even there every day, right? I mean, you're retired.
No, I'm retired, and Isaac is our current employee. So
Isaac, tell me, first of all, make sure you go back and thank everybody at your company. And I know it's a big company, and they have offices, like, all over the world, correct?
Yeah, Isaac will probably.
Just first of all, tell people what Triumph is and does.
Yeah, so they're an aerospace company. They make electronics, control systems, fuel pumps. There's various divisions. but they do various, you know, aerospace, you know, industry. So,
and here it's in West Hartford.
West Hartford, Flatbush, Talcott Road, Gate 18, and Charter Oak Boulevard.
Right.
Yep.
And so talk about how you started to get involved with helping John and Kim with this whole thing.
Yeah, so for us, so I'm in the finance department. It was approximately 6 years ago that I had seen a bike out there at the Troy Toy Drive Sleigh. And I said, you know, we could probably all pool together, like in the finance department, enough to probably get a few bikes. And I think the first year was maybe like 4 or 5. And every year after that, we've kind of tried to set the bar, you know, higher and higher. So last year was 20. I wanted to do 20% more, so I'd set the bar at 24.
Talk about a typical finance guy. I'd like a 20% growth every year.
So of the 26 bikes, if there are 26, 25 did come from finance.
Yeah.
And, you know, we do that every year. We assemble them. You know, there's a lot that goes into it. So
you have to put those things together?
Yeah, we do put them together.
It's a good thing I don't work in finance at Triumph. I wouldn't be too helpful there.
I hope he was paying them union wages. United Auto Workers.
Those would be some expensive bikes if we didn't.
That would be, right.
You know, we're talking about John Guzzi and Isaac, I guess. Well, he's like other Madonna and Jesus and others who just get one name. They're such a big deal. Talk about, like, John, you obviously get excited. This is part of, like, your identity. Like, what? Just tell people why, even now that you're not even with the company, it's still a priority for you.
Well, I don't know. I think it's just from my New Britain roots, just, you know, Hardware City of the World when I was young, growing up, both parents in a factory, Fafner's, Chandler Evans, friends at Stanley Works. It just, I was always taught at a young age, give back to the community. So, you know, the less fortunate, it's just the way we were brought up, and, you know, and that was our roots, and we don't ever forget that. And well, I just wanted to say one thing, though, like Isaac, that 6 years ago when he saw that one bike, that was from a kid that I grew up with, Dave and Sandy Miller. They were so excited. The company saw one bike there, and he happened to work in the tool room in the early 80s, and he started the whole thing, but it was a kid I grew up with.
Well, I mean,
friends
that's
to this
really
day.
Cool. And, you know, Isaac, I think it's just really important. And again, I'm assuming you're much younger than John.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Don.
That's not hard to do.
But, I mean, I think, you know, Joey and I travel the state, and we talk to people about service and volunteerism. And I think for us here, as we, you know, work with the Salvation Army, it's really important to continue stuff like this, not only because it helps people and it's great, but also because I think that for younger employees who maybe didn't have the exact same value system as when they were raised that John did or what have you, that to keep this going moving forward.
Yeah, no, I think that's very important. And, you know, we try to continue the spirit, and specifically, you know, at our company, a lot of people have changed. And even people that have left the company in finance still reach out and like, hey, you know, can I still give some money just to kind of help, you know, get you some bikes? So it's a really good culture that we kind of try to foster there. And I think people see that, and they're very excited to kind of, you know, help bring that together and help keep it going. And that's what we want to keep doing.
Yeah, and for you personally, like, why is it something that motivates you, like, to do something like this?
I mean, it's the holiday season. I mean, I came, like, you know, like when I was raised, like I'm from Waterbury. You know, I had, my family was on Section 8. We were assisted living. We had the free meals. You know, we didn't have a lot of stuff growing up. So I think it's just really important to give back to the community. And I kind of just really feel that spirit during this time. And yeah, that's what we like to do, is just give back.
Waterbury's having a tough time right now,
right,
with the water situation. Are you still living there?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, do you have water?
We do not. So we've been going over to my wife's grandmother's house to get showers, and we've been getting buckets of water. But yeah, we're fine, though. I mean, we got plenty of water. We went out and bought it. And
so the original pipe that they had a problem with was installed in 1905.
Wow.
And that's that, and it cascaded. And it's not the first water problem Waterbury's had this year. They had that water main break earlier. That must be really difficult. And you have kids, and so
I have one child. Yeah,
yeah. It must be like, what's, because we take it for granted, right? I mean, we all do. And we obviously were staying on top of that story. We'll make sure, John, I mean, I hope that you're able to sort of, you know, be the emeritus here and keep coming back.
I'll try, as long as they keep inviting me.
Yeah.
Take care of those kids.
I can't believe
That's
they put
you. That's a triumph way.
I'm going to go, the first thing I'm going to do when we throw to news is I'm going to go count the bikes.
Okay.
And, I mean, it's a real issue for
Isaac
me.
Isaac says there's 26. I believe him.
Well, I know he said if. He said if it's 26.
25 are definitely from finance. I know that.
So you got 26. Kyle rolled one in. Came over to the house and picked up the bike. So I'm going with 26.
Isaac, happy holidays. And maybe I might even want to get your number to keep some real information on the ground on Waterbury, like when you get stuff back going again, because I'd like to be able to know that. And, John, it's great to see you. Always good to see you. Yeah, we
nice meeting you.
You guys at Triumph are the best. And you start this week off so well, so much so that we got the mascot, Shieldies, here.
He's got to go
lateral across to fit through the bikes. He can't
go
forward.
You got to get a picture of that. You got a mascot.
He can't really fit. What a great start to the holiday store at the Avon Old Farms Hotel. Come down and visit. You can count the bikes for yourself if you do. We want to thank everybody over at Triumph in West Hartford for starting us off right.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.